BDSM and Masturbation Sleeves, Philadelphia Public School Teachers Attended Sexual Fetish Conference. By Brecken Ftis on May 18, 2022. The School District of Philadelphia encouraged its teachers to attend a trans wellness conference in which they explored topics such as BDSM, masturbation sleeves, kink, banging beyond binaries, and trans sex. BDSM is an overlapping abbreviation meaning some variety of bondage and discipline/domination. BD, dominance and submission, DS, and sadism and masochism or sadomasochism, SM. The school district's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion invited teachers to the conference, saying it was an opportunity to learn more about the issues facing the trans community. Christopher Rufo wrote in the Manhattan Institute's City Journal. The conference was organized by LGBTQ activism organization the Mazzoni Center in the summer of 2021. In video obtained by Rufo, the conference appears to explore the sexual fetishes of children in offerings such as the adolescent pathway, preparing young people for gender-affirming care, bigger dick energy, life after masculinizing, gender reassignment surgery, prosthetics for sex, the ins and outs of masturbation sleeves, and trans sex, banging beyond binaries. Some presentations, for which children, teachers, and activists were the audience, included graphic explanations of prosthetic penises, artificial ejaculation devices, and masturbation toys, which were, Rufo wrote, explicitly promoted to minors. "There's no age limit, because I feel like everybody should be able to access certain information," one presenter said. The conference also promoted body mutilation for minors, which proponents claim is gender-affirming care, as a viable option for children. Such treatments include breast removal surgeries, genital surgeries, puberty blockers, and hormone treatments. In a session called The Adolescent Pathway Preparing Young People for Gender-Affirming Care, Dr. Scott Mosser of San Francisco's Gender Confirmation Center boasted his over 2,000 top surgeries, the removal of a girl's breasts, and explained that one's gender journey has no age limit. In a discussion about adolescent gender transitions, Dr. Scott Mosser explained that he has performed over 2,000 top surgeries, which involve removing girls' breasts, and that there is no age limit for beginning the gender journey. pic.twitter.com/ct8act2john. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Rialcus Rufo, May 17, 2022. Explaining that he would be willing to consult girls as young as 10 years old with parental consent, he said, "I do not have a minimum age of any sort in my practice. I'm a strong proponent that you can bind for as many hours a day as you can tolerate binding," Mainline Health Divisional Director of LGBTQ Services Dane Menken said. "Promoting the practice of manually flattening girls' breasts in order to make them look more masculine, or masculinizing young girls." In a presentation called Bigger Dick Energy, male-to-female transgender activists Kofi Opem and Sami Brussels described phalloplasty and the use of prosthetics navigating cruising an anonymous/casual sex life. In a session called Bigger Dick Energy, two female-to-male trans activists, Kofi Opem and Sami Brussels, explained the process of phalloplasty and using an artificial penis for navigating cruising an anonymous/casual sex life. pic.twitter.com/ermg0fpup. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Rialcus Rufo, May 17, 2022. Another presenter, Chase Ross, was much more explicit in a session dealing with masturbation sleeves and prosthetics for sex in which he showcased his collection of over 500 genital prosthetics, according to Rufo. Trans activist Chase Ross hosted a series of sessions on packers, masturbation sleeves, and prosthetics for sex, demonstrating a variety of dildos. "It's a big boy. This is, like, gigantic," he said during one demo. "Give me 2 hours alone and I'll get this in my butt." pic.twitter.com/fjotgob. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Rialcus Rufo, May 17, 2022. "I have tried and touched many dicks, right, prosthetics, real dicks, all dicks," he said during a presentation. "This is one of the most realistic feeling in terms of like the inside of a penis. It's a big boy. This is, like, gigantic," he continued. "All right, give me 2 hours alone and I'll get this in my butt." Sessions became even more extreme when self-described kinky, polyamorous, pretty big slut Jamie Joy and self-described white, queer, kinky, polyamorous, visibly able-bodied, Jewish, witchy, non-binary, trans femme Lucy Fielding gave a presentation on trans sex, banging beyond binaries. Another session, Trans Sex, Banging Beyond Binaries, was led by Jamie Joy, a self-described kinky, polyamorous, pretty big slut, and Lucy Fielding, a self-described white, queer, kinky, polyamorous, visibly able-bodied, Jewish, witchy, non-binary, trans femme. pic.twitter.com/sdgzggcc7. Christopher F. Rufo, Swords, at Real Chris Rufo, May 17, 2022. The two women advocated using what Rufo describes as politically correct anatomical language such as front hole and back hole, as well as for persons to explore their fantasies and their perversions in groups. "I haven't gotten to explore a lot of my mommy kink," Joy said. "And I think for tonight I'm really wanting to feel cared for, but also get punished a little bit. It is important to remember that this conference is not a fringe activity," Rufo said. The Mazzoni Center, which organized it, received more than $5 million in government contracts last year and runs sexuality programs in schools throughout the region. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtis.